Alright folks, wake up. Welcome to another day on Wake Up and Win. This is your boy Jackson Reed, here to pump you up, inspire you, and maybe even teach you a thing or two along the way. Today's topic, forgiveness. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, it's not exactly as exciting as learning how to do a backflip, right? But trust me, this stuff is gold. We're talking about the key that unlocks a whole new level of happiness and freedom in your life. Holding on to grudges and anger. It's like carrying around a backpack full of bricks heavy, draining, and ultimately holding you back. So, if you're ready to shed some weight and step into lighter, happier territory, buckle up. Now, before we dive in, let me ask you something. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when thinking about someone who wronged you? You know that feeling when anger flares up and resentment simmers just beneath the surface? Yeah, I've been there too. Trust me, it's a vicious cycle. The more you focus on hurt, the heavier it becomes, and the harder it is to move forward. But here is the thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not about saying their actions were okay or forgetting the pain. Forgiveness is about choosing to release the grip that anger and resentment have on you. It's about recognizing that holding onto that hurt only harms you in the long run. Let's break it down, because I know some of you are thinking easier said than done. So, here are 5 things to keep in mind when practicing forgiveness. 1. Understand forgiveness is a gift to yourself. Think of it like this: when you forgive someone, you're actually gifting yourself freedom from the burden of anger and resentment. You're saying, I choose to release this pain and move forward with peace. It's not about making things right between you and the person who hurt you, it's about making things right with yourself. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bury your emotions. Let yourself feel the anger, sadness, or betrayal. Bottling those feelings up will only make them fester. Acknowledging them is the first step towards healing and moving on. Journaling can be a powerful tool for processing these emotions. 3. Separate the person from their actions. This one's tough, but remember that people make mistakes. We all do. Try to focus on understanding the situation rather than labeling the person as inherently bad. 4. Choose empathy. Now, I know this can be a hard pill to swallow, especially when someone has hurt you deeply. But try to see things from their perspective. What might have led them to make that decision? Was there something going on in their life that influenced their actions? Choosing empathy doesn't excuse their behavior, it just helps you understand the bigger picture and potentially find some compassion. 5. Practice gratitude. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But focusing on the good things in your life can actually help shift your perspective. Think about the people who love and support you, the experiences that have brought you joy, and the lessons you've learned along the way. Real talk, though practicing forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Remember that it's okay to take things one step at a time. You don't have to forgive someone overnight. Just start by acknowledging your feelings, then try to understand the situation from their perspective. Let me tell you a story about this. I had this friend, let's call him Mark, who borrowed money and never paid it back. It really stung not just because of the money, but because it felt like he didn't value our friendship. I held onto that anger for weeks, letting it fester and sour my mood. But then I realized how much holding onto that resentment was hurting me. So I decided to try a different approach. Instead of focusing on the hurt, I tried to understand why Mark might have acted that way. Maybe he was going through a tough time financially. Was there something else going on in his life? Once I started trying to see things from his perspective, the anger slowly began to dissipate. Now, it doesn't mean I condone what he did, but it allowed me to move forward without carrying that weight around anymore. Look, forgiveness isn't a magic bullet, but it's a powerful tool for personal growth and happiness. It allows us to break free from the shackles of anger and resentment, making space for peace, compassion, and joy. So, remember folks, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Take that step today, choose freedom, and watch your life transform. Now go out there and make it a great day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of forgiveness magic. And if this resonated with you, leave a review. Your feedback keeps the Wake Up and Win train rolling. We'll be back tomorrow with another pep talk to help you conquer the day. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.